Topic 1, Lesson 11, Malcolm, a modern version of the ontological argument. Malcolm's account rests on the idea that God's existence is a necessary existence. Malcolm agrees with the critics that Anselm uses existence as a predicate in his first argument. He argues, if God does not exist, he cannot come into existence, or he would depend on something else, be limited, and not be that than which nothing greater can be conceived. So if God does not exist, his existence is impossible. If God exists, he cannot have come into existence and he cannot go out of existence, or he would not be that than which nothing greater can be conceived. This tells us that his existence is necessary. We opposed a choice. God's existence is either impossible or it is necessary. It can only be impossible if it is logically self-contradictory or logically absurd, which it is not. And this leaves us only the option that God's existence is necessary. And the conclusion, God exists. Alternatively, it might be that all he really gives us is, if God does not exist, then God's existence is impossible. Or, if God exists necessarily, self-sufficient and depending on nothing else. Topic 1. The ontological argument. Key points. 1. The ontological argument is a priori. It works from an analysis of the idea of God, not from any fact of experience. Gunillo says, it is absurd to define anything into existence. 2. St. Anselm's ontological argument takes for granted the idea that God is the greatest conceivable being. Aquinas says that he cannot claim this. 3. His conclusion is that God necessarily exists. Everything else only exists contingently. There is no necessity about my existence or yours. 4. Hume objects that it is not a contradiction to deny that God exists, so God does not exist necessarily, and the argument fails. 5. Kant says similar. Denying God exists is not like denying that a triangle has three sides. That would be an issue. There is no problem in denying triangles or God exists. 6. Kant's most pressing criticism is that existence is not a predicate, that is, a property of a thing. 7. Russell and Frege agree. To say X exists is to say that there is a real thing to which certain properties belong.